Welcome to Assets and Aging in today's podcast. And the title of today's podcast is Let's Pretend. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Make sure you look around my website. Make sure you look at my upcoming workshops. Make sure you become a subscriber. Otherwise, you're going to play Let's Pretend. And that's the name of today's podcast. Glad to have you with us. I don't know how many podcasts this is now. We have to be getting close to 200 of them. On my webpage where you're listening to this podcast, there's lots of other stuff. There's videos. You can become a member. There's podcasts, past podcasts, radio shows. You know, one of the reasons you should become a member, a subscription member to Assets and Aging is because you get so much more information that's available only to members. Special videos, special newsletters, special information. Sometime in the fall, I'm going to do a members-only event just for members. You're going to want to be involved in that because this is the place where you make sure that, you know, that you don't lose everything to the term of to the cost of long-term care. And I can make sure that that doesn't happen to you. I absolutely can make sure that doesn't happen to you. But you can't play Let's Pretend. You can't pretend. I had someone in my office today, and that's where I came up with the title of this. And the whole family's playing Let's Pretend. And one of the parents clearly has dementia. And a spouse was there who's still working. And one of the children was there. And they're all playing Let's Pretend. Let's Pretend is not a good game to play when someone has dementia and when somebody's beginning to fail, where we just pretend it's not happening. Let's just pretend. Let's all play Let's Pretend. I've been watching it now for 30 years as families play Let's Pretend. Let's pretend it's not going to happen. Let's pretend it's going to be fine. Let's pretend daddy will just, or mommy or grampy or grand, will just get better. And I watched it happen today again, sitting around the table in my office where the whole family played Let's Pretend. And I wound up our conversation by telling them, I'm not going to let you pretend. You're dealing with something very serious here, and it's going to get much worse than you can imagine. And we talked about all the scenarios. We talked about what happens if the well spouse dies first. And everybody looked at me like, well, that's not a possibility. They were all playing, let's pretend that's not going to happen. And then we talked about what happens if the well spouse has to quit their job to stay home and take care of the ill spouse. Now we don't have any more income. And they all played, well, that's not going to happen. Let's all play, let's pretend. And then we talked about other scenarios, and everybody played, let's pretend. Let's pretend it's not going to happen to us. Let's pretend that what we're watching happen in front of us, and one of the parents clearly had dementia, let's pretend that this really isn't happening. I am tired of playing let's pretend. And I'm not going to do it anymore. It's not going to get better. That person that you're thinking about right now in your life is not going to get better. They're not going to get healthier. They're not going to, all of a sudden, the dementia is not going to go away. The frailty is not going to go away. The fact that mom or dad has fallen five times is not going to go away. The fact that mom can't remember where she is anymore, we can't pretend that. I had somebody in my office last week where one of the parents wanders and the police have already picked him up and they're all playing let's pretend that it's not going to happen again. Are you playing let's pretend? If you are, stop it. And stop it today. Stop playing let's pretend. Get into my office now. Get to my upcoming workshop on the 28th. You can sign up right here on the website. Get to my upcoming workshop on the 28th now. But stop, please, stop playing let's pretend. When we're playing with a four-year-old, we play let's pretend because the four-year-old likes playing let's pretend. When we're adults, we need to stop playing let's pretend. Let's pretend it's going to get better. Let's pretend it's all going to be happy families. Let's pretend this is not, pardon me, going to go to a place that's going to be really, 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 really bad. So if you're ready to stop playing let's pretend, then you've come to the right place. You can get to my workshop on the 28th. You can sign up right here on the workshop. You can call my office number today. If you know a family that's playing let's pretend, then share this podcast with them. Get them on my next, I'm going to do a Facebook Live real soon, and it's going to be called Let's Pretend, and we're going to talk about pretending. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to stop doing let's pretend. If you're ready to stop playing let's pretend in your family, then help is available and you're listening to that person right now. I can help. So get to my office, get to a workshop, but stop playing let's pretend. It almost never ends well. In fact, most of the time playing let's pretend makes things worse. Get a hold of me today, call me, send me an email, sign up for my workshop. But if you're playing let's pretend in your family, I hope today is the day you make a difference and you change and you start, you begin to deal with what's really happening and stop playing let's pretend. I look forward to hearing from you, seeing you at an upcoming workshop, or if you're ready to stop playing let's pretend, call me today and get in to see me. Thanks so much for joining me on this podcast. I look forward to hearing you seeing you on the radio or listening to you or talking to you on the radio and at one of my upcoming workshops. Thanks so much. And don't forget, follow me on Facebook/Assets and Aging, and follow me. Listen for my next Facebook Live broadcast. And thank you again for joining me here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. I hope you have a great day.